Today, people use a lot of hyperbole. From their social media posts to their arguments with their families, people say words like every, never, and always to prove their point. Hyperbole is exaggerated statements. It sounds like this. You never pick up your dirty laundry. Every time we talk, you never listen. You do this to me every time. You always make us late. This is all impossible. Why can't we make those hyperbole statements? Listen closely. We can't because no one on the planet can ever be that consistent. There is only one who can be that consistent, and that is God Himself. God never lies. God is always faithful. And in Ephesians 1, Paul associates another word of hyperbole with God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That's verse 3. Every spiritual blessing. Wow. The word every is what makes this verse and the ones following amazing. Every spiritual blessing belongs to you. Paul is saying, what else do you need when you've got all that you need? Every is a strong word. It's hyperbole, and it's all God. Every spiritual blessing means nothing is missing for you and me to win in the Christian life. It means that since God says it, we can trust it. And every can be fulfilled only by a consistent God. What Paul shares next shows us how incredible God is, how much He loves us and cares for us. After Paul goes all hyperbole about God, he tells us why we have received every spiritual blessing. Here it is, starting in verse 4. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us to adoptions as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished on us. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His will, to the end that those who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory. In Him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of His glory. He has blessed us how? Here are some of God's amazing blessings in that list we just read. He chose us before the foundation of the world. To be chosen is to have God already have us in mind before we were even born. He predestined us to adoption. That means He is our Father. What an amazing thing to know in a fatherless society that we have a Father when we get saved. Here's another one. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of trespasses according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished on us. What do you think about it when I say the word lavish? I think of a rich father who keeps giving to his children. God our Father never stops giving to us. He is a lavish God, and it means giving to overflowing. How about this one? You were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise. You were given the Holy Spirit the moment you became God's property. The Holy Spirit in you is a seal and a pledge that you are going to heaven and you belong to God. When people in the first century wanted to claim something that they had purchased, they would put their family seal on it. God's seal is the Holy Spirit. God is all that. He is amazing. That's why it's okay to go all hyperbole with God, because He can be all that. Our God is 100% kind of God. This is no hyperbole. He leaves nothing undone or unattended. Remember, nothing in His life is that consistent. Even if we can be 99.9% accurate, the result can still be catastrophic. Ready for this? If 99% is good enough, then 2 million documents will be lost by the IRS this year. If 99.9% is good enough, 22,000 checks will be deducted from the wrong bank accounts in the next 60 minutes. If 99.9% is good enough, 12 babies will be given to the wrong parents. 268,000 defective tires will be shipped. 14,208 defective personal computers will be shipped. 2.4 million books will be shipped in the next 12 months with the wrong cover. If 99.9% is good enough, two plane landings daily at O'Hare International Airport will be unsafe. 18,322 pieces of mail will be mishandled in the next hour, and 20,000 incorrect drug prescriptions will be written in the next 12 months. If 99.9% is good enough, then 114,500 mismatched pair of shoes will be shipped this year, and 107 incorrect medical procedures will be performed by the end of the day today. The God we serve is not 99.9%. God is 100%. Every, never, always is who he is. I think that's why Paul starts us off in verse 3 with praise and then proceeds to tell us how amazing God is. The Living Bible says verse 3 like this: how we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heaven because we belong to Christ. We praise God because he is worthy.